This new installation at the Brooklyn Museum is entitled Connecting Cultures, A World in Brooklyn. It's an exhibit that looks at and compares works of art in cultures all over the world. The curator of this installation, Kevin Staton, explains one of these cultural connections as we look at an object we all use every day, but at least I never looked at in terms of its significance, the chair.
Let me talk about how important chairs are to this installation. They are an example of ways in which the same form means similar things in different cultures, but how the differences are also brought out in the details. Chairs have changed their meaning over time. We start this installation, for instance, with a chair, actually a stool, that was owned by the Comtesse d'Artois. It was part of her dressing room at Versailles. It is a reflection of the very highest elite culture of the time, so that this stool is beautiful. It's beautifully carved. It's gilded. It's incredibly beautiful. But people looking at it now probably just think it's a stool. When it was used in Versailles, it had very specific hierarchical social meanings. Not everybody was allowed to sit in a chair. And in fact, stools were reserved for a slightly lower level of the aristocracy. So this whole notion of an elite hierarchy is played out in this stool. And now that it's in a museum, it has changed its meaning. It's no longer about controlling this elite hierarchy, but explaining this elite hierarchy to the public. There are stools from Africa as well. Stools there, chieftains sat on stools. Stools elevated the person who was sitting on them above the level of the other people in the room. The stool became part of the support structure of the status of the person who sat in it. This was true in many cultures. There's also in this installation an American chair from the 17th century. And when you look at that chair, you can really very clearly see how dramatically the idea of what a chair is supposed to do has changed. We think of chairs primarily, I think if we're going to go shopping for the chair, the first question we ask is it comfortable? That really didn't make any difference in the 17th century. The 17th century chair was about supporting the status of the person who sat in it. So this chair is hard. It makes you sit up straight. It makes you put your arms out in front of you. There's a crown that raises above your head. You are important when you sit in this chair. When you're in a group of other people who aren't sitting in a chair, you are the chairman. And that idea is the same whether we're talking about 17th century America, 18th century France, or 19th century Africa.
Kevin Staton also explains another part of the installation, the part that looks at art depicting the cosmology of different cultures.
For instance, in the exhibition, there's this great drawing that represents an Indian, a subcontinental Indian cosmology that shows how this culture envisioned the world, not just the world they could see, but the whole world that they could conceive. It shows where the gods are, where the humans are, how the rivers and mountains divide those, and how this conception of a cosmology is based on geography and is based on what humans can see, but it is beyond what they can see. On the other hand, it's sitting right next to what's called an orrery, which is a model of how the Earth and the planets go around the sun. And that is very much a post-Renaissance European-American notion of a cosmology. That is the scientific notion. But remember that just before the Renaissance, the European cosmology was that the sun rotated around the Earth. So again, it's just the way humans conceive the whole structure of the universe and how they express it in objects.
Any final thoughts?
Well, and I hope that it helps the visitor to understand ways in which connections can be made using art between cultures, and that they can then take this experience to our other galleries and begin making these connections with the artwork throughout the museum, and hopefully, again, to take it outside the museum with them and to understand how the creative spirit in the human animal makes things that helps us understand each other.
The exhibit is located right as you enter the museum, and I hope you can all come to learn from and enjoy it. Jim Crivo for the WBAI Cultural Calendar.